It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week, all season long, by local independent Mountain Hardware and Sports. Hitting the trail this fall season? Before you load your hiking pack, swing by Mountain Hardware and Sports for all your hiking and outdoor apparel needs. From rugged boots and hiking backpacks to comfy fall apparel, they've got all your hiking essentials. And now, for a limited time only, you can shop select apparel and footwear at 50% off at any of their four locations. The Truckee River is running clear with steady flows this week. 76 CFS out of Tahoe City, 90 through town, and just under 500 CFS at Ferret. With lighter flows in the upper stretches, most fish are sliding down toward the canyon, which is fishing strongest right now. Early mornings before the sun hits the water provide the best window of opportunity, with light pressure on the weekdays, meaning you'll have plenty of water to yourself. Water temperatures are in the upper 50s at dawn, climbing to around 60 by mid-afternoon, and will keep dropping as fall settles in. Hatches are sparse, though the occasional blue-winged olive might pop. Productive tactics include tightline nymphing, seams, and riffles, as well as dry dropper rigs with longer leaders. Rainbows are holding in runs, while browns are tucked close to structure. Expect lots of solid fish in the 12 to 16-inch class, with a chance at larger browns approaching 20 inches in the canyon. Some fly favorites to try this week on the Truckee River are Juju Beta size 18, Brown San Juan Worm size 12, Jigged Hare's Ear size 14 through 18, Assassin Jig size 16, Biot Epoxy Stone size 6 through 8, and Zebra Midges size 18. The Little Truckee River is flowing at 55 CFS between Stampede and Boca, and conditions are about as technical as it gets. Stealth is critical, the water is clear, and trout are wary. Recent precipitation gave flows a small bump, but it's still low, so be prepared for long, precise drifts with fine tippet. Water temperatures are steady in the low 50s, keeping fish active but selective, especially when the sun's overhead. Hatches have been hit or miss, but midges remain the most consistent bug, along with the occasional PMD and caddis. Smaller flies in the number 18 to 22 range are key to success. A 12 to 14 foot leader with 6 or 7X tippet will help maintain the clean drifts needed here. Hopper droppers can be effective mid-morning, while tightline nymphing pays off in deeper slots as the day goes on. Trout in the 14 to 18-inch range are common, with a chance at browns pushing 20 inches if you're on the water during the brief morning and evening hatch windows. The Little Truckee is a rewarding challenge this week for patient anglers who bring their A-game. Some fly favorites to try on the Little Truckee this week are Midge Emerges size 20, Zebra Midges size 20 through 22, Pale Morning Duns size 18, Black Caddis size 18, Elk Hair Caddis size 18, or Juju Beta size 18 through 20. Winter's on its way. Don't get caught unprepared when the first flakes fall. Truckee Rents, the rental equipment store from Mountain Hardware and Sports, encourages customers to bring their snow blowers early for service and avoid the long lines once the snow starts flying. From tune-ups to full repairs, their expert team will make sure your machine is ready to handle the storms ahead. Stop by Truckee Rents today and get ahead of the rush. When the snow comes, you'll be glad you did. Let's head out to the lakes, where at Donner Lake, fishing remains steady across species. Some kokanee can still be found at Donner Lake. Kokanee are grouped around 50 feet and respond to small spoons and hoochies. Most of the mackinaw are found deeper, holding around 50 to 150 feet and biting on larger plugs and spoons trolled slowly. Shore anglers are finding rainbows at China Cove and the West End Ramps, with worms, power bait, and spinners working the best for bait. The best bite is early and late. Boat traffic slows things down midday. Rainbows are averaging 12 to 15 inches, while macks provide a shot at bigger fish. Overall, Donner continues to be a consistent option. At Boca Reservoir, fishing is strong from both boat or bank. Surface temperatures in the low 60s have rainbows and browns cruising near the dam and West End Creek. Shore anglers using worms, eggs, and spoons are doing well in the evenings. Kokanee are now fully colored, so that season is done at Boca. The reservoir is roughly 75% full, keeping access easy. Trout fishing has been steady at Stampede Reservoir. Rainbows and browns are being caught on the North Shore in the mornings and evenings with worms, lures, and power bait. Trollers are connecting with suspended fish 40 to 60 feet down on spoons and rapalas. Cooler mornings are pushing trout shallow, making early hours the most productive. And like Boca, kokanee season is also wrapped up at Stampede. Prosser Creek Reservoir is providing a fun variety of trout and bass. At 70% full, with surface temperatures in the low 60s, both species remain active. Bass are holding in coves and taking plastics, jigs, and crankbaits. Trout are 20 to 40 feet down, with trollers doing well on rapalas and plugs. Shore fishing along the dam is productive early and late with worms, eggs, or power bait. While it may not produce the biggest fish, Prosser offers steady action and good variety. And finally, Mackinaw and trout action is steady across Lake Tahoe. Most kokanee have colored, so their season is wrapped. Mackinaw are holding deep 50 to 100 feet off the west shore, Calneva Hole, and South Lake. Larger plugs and jigged minnows are producing fish into the teens. Trout are showing 100 feet down for trollers, while some shore anglers are connecting in the mornings 30 feet off the banks. Boat pressure is easing with the shoulder season, but early and late remains best on Lake Tahoe. That's it for this week's 101.5 Fishing Report. Until next time, tight lines. The weekly 101.5 Fishing Report brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairston for all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out on the water for the day. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website, mountainhardwareandsports.com.
Went to the hardware, got me a hook.
Placed that line right on that hook.
Boy, I've been fishing.